Hey, folks, it is October the 28th, 2009. You are listening to WVEW LP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. It is Wednesday night at 9 p.m. You're listening to This Show Is So Gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
Do you notice that I still have to look at that little sign up there? I'm just nervous it's going to change one day, and it's not going to be WVEW LP 107.7 FM. But it's right there.
It is right there.
I'm Ken.
I'm Becca.
There you go. Welcome
I've
back.
I've got a mic.
It's giving you a chance to get your mic going there just to make sure it's working. Big, 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 huge, huge day here on This Show Is So Gay, here in the LGBT community. We do have recording artist Kelly King coming on a little bit later, and that's huge. She's just incredible. But the big news of the day, and I like the parts where we get to stop and celebrate. Is that your celebrating face
good
over there?
News.
Good news. Yay. Good news. President Obama has signed the Hate Crimes Prevention Act.
Woohoo!
That's a huge, huge woohoo. So just to read a little bit, he signed the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act into law this afternoon. This afternoon, today, Wednesday, October the 28th.
Because they knew it was our show
they
day.
They knew. Well, they were going to do it yesterday. And then Judy Shepard said, oh, but their show isn't on until tomorrow. It is, Becca, the first pro-gay legislation to pass Congress since Stonewall.
Woohoo!
I find that really difficult to believe and kind of disheartening, but all right. Stonewall was a nice solid 40 years ago, so that's a little weird. And it passed after 14 separate congressional floor votes. The new law gives the Justice Department the power to investigate and prosecute bias-motivated violence where the perpetrator has selected the victim because of the person's actual or perceived race, color, religion, national origin, gender, sexual orientation, gender identity, or disability. This is a big deal.
This is a good bill.
This is a good bill. I was reading Queerty, which I hereby will not be doing anymore.
Actually, it's a good law.
It's a good law. Yes, because the bill became a law. But I was reading Queerty, and they were down on it and saying, and I don't even know who they is. Is it just a couple people that write for Queerty? I don't really know the demographics of
Queerty. I think it's a group.
It's a group. And they were down on it saying that it's going to increase reports, but that no one's going to do anything. You know what? Shut up, gays. Let's just celebrate. Let's just celebrate.
That's right. Ken said, shut up. Oh, snap.
I said, shut up, gays. So we have to stop and celebrate these things. If we don't stop and celebrate these things, we will spiral into a depression that we cannot recover from until we listen to Kelly King music.
And then we'll need medication and it'll be tragic.
It's not good. In fact, let's inspire us a little bit more. And these are the happy words from Judy Shepard. So she released a statement, and here is her statement. Quote, when Dennis and I started calling 10 years ago for federal action to prevent and properly prosecute hate crimes against gay, lesbian, and transgendered Americans, we never imagined it would take this long. Quote, the legislation went through so many versions and so many votes that we had to constantly keep our hopes in check to keep from getting discouraged. But with President Obama's support and the continually growing bipartisan majorities in the House and Senate lining up behind this bill this year, it became clear that 2009 was the year it would finally happen. We are incredibly grateful to Congress and the President for taking this step forward on behalf of hate crimes victims and their families, especially given the continuing attacks on people simply for living their lives openly and honestly. But each of us can and must do much, much more to ensure true equality for all Americans. And Judy and her husband Dennis and their son Logan attended the bill signing in the White House Oval Office just this afternoon. This is a huge deal.
It's kind of a huge deal.
There's going to have to be a lot of education that accompanies this.
So does this change how you feel about Obama?
Absolutely. I wasn't so down on him. I just was kind of ambivalent.
You were just frustrated?
I was frustrated. And I think this is a huge deal. I'm feeling really good. I hope that it's just on the front page of everything, because it should be on the front page of everything. I'm still a little floored that it is the first pro-gay legislation since Stonewall. And actually, I don't really know what the other pro-gay legislation was before Stonewall. But yeah, that's really significant. And I was disappointed, I think, when I went on some of the sites and there were some other stories that they would put over this. Oh, well, this just happened. And one of the senators, and I feel like an idiot for not remembering who, was pushing for abstinence-only education. And that was a big thing that happened today because it was attached to another bill. But I felt like this should just stay at the top for a while because this is such a big deal. So good things.
But, you know, if people don't treat it as a huge deal, that's kind of good, too.
Yes, that's okay, too. That's okay, too. I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. But I just hope everybody knows, because if in order for reporting to go up, people would have to know that this is actually a law and no longer just a bill. And one of the big effects...
I really want that song now.
I don't have it on here. I don't have it on here. That was never a big part of my childhood, the Schoolhouse Rock stuff. You liked it.
Of course I did. The cartoons, they were wonderful.
See, and
if
now,
you're a listener and you want to call in and sing me that song,
that'd be totally fine.
That would be great.
802-246-6107. We haven't gotten calls in a while. We haven't invited people to call. We have our guest, and that just seems to be it. So, yeah, give us a call in the next 10 minutes or so if you're listening live. 802-246-6107. Anyway, we are going to play a little music from Kelly King. This is a song called All Right, because let me tell you, everything right this second is all right.
To be, we've been there, especially. It's been hell, I know, but we'll never let it show. It's easy, can't you see? It's only up to you and me. Like a candle burning bright. Let's jump into the
do that. Kelly King, she can do that, apparently. That was pretty darn cool. Hey, very cool story out. A new book, and we should contact this author, Abby Goldberg, who is a professor at Clark University in Worcester, Massachusetts, which is not that far away. Her book, entitled Lesbian and Gay Parents and Their Children, that title could have been a little catchier.
A little snazzier.
Maybe there's a colon after that, a rainbow miracle, or just something, I don't know. That's what?
Ken Schnapp.
Yes, Lesbian and Gay
a
Parents
rainbow
and Their
miracle.
Children, colon... Snowflakes, unicorns, and gay leprechauns. I don't know. I just think that could have been a little snazzier. But the content is pretty darn interesting. Her book claims that gay parents are not only just as capable of raising children as straight parents, but they may be better. Ooh.
Fighting words.
No. In the book, Professor Goldberg writes that many aspects of parenthood are the same for homosexual and heterosexual couples, but there are some things that same-sex couples handle differently, and in some cases better than their heterosexual counterparts. For example, Becca.
Yes, Ken?
Gay couples are better at reaching out to extended family members to help out with child rearing. That's interesting. The book also says same-sex parents are more open to flexibility in gender roles and not discouraging boys to pursue careers in, say, nursing. Ooh, like Andrew. Andrew's in nursing.
Yeah.
In addition, she writes that children of same-sex couples are no more likely than others to identify as gay themselves. So that's the book, Lesbian and Gay Parents and Their Children, colon, Lavender Winters. In a gay man's utopia. I don't know. I'm just trying
semicolon,
to...
Semicolon. Ken's making lots of things up. Hyphen.
Well, it's such a great book. I want more of a catchy title. So we're gonna contact Professor Abby Goldberg and ask her about her book and ask her about her title. We did receive an email on our This Show Is So Gay. We received tons of emails on our This Show Is So Gay at AOL.com. The question was, what happens if you want to dissolve your civil union in Vermont? And I read the email only a few minutes before we went on the air, so I don't know. But I'm going to find out for you, and thus, This Show Is So Gay will be your source of legal advice.
To dissolve your civil union in order to get married, or to dissolve your civil union just to dissolve your civil union like a divorce?
I think it was the latter. I think it was the latter. I don't know. Because I think we did learn, because we asked, that your civil union does not automatically become a marriage. Someone had put forth that theory to us.
Well, they thought about putting that into the bill, I thought.
Oh, then maybe it wasn't such a silly theory. But yes, that's not true. So I don't know how to get rid of your civil union, faithful listener, or new listener, I think. But we will find out for you. And then it's important that people recognize that when you need legal advice, you go to thisshowisogay.com.
And then we will Google it and send you about 6 pages that say, we will not be held liable for whatever Ken's about to say.
We're much more effective Googlers than... we're much more effective Googlers than all the other radio shows out there. So if you need a radio show to Google for you, I do think this is the one that you should come to.
Ken...
No. Can I give another shout out? This shout out is to Steve West. I didn't even wait on that one. We're giving a shout out to Steve West, who does a radio show in the morning on another radio station. And he gave us a shout out on his radio station yesterday.
Well, rocking.
Yes, he listens to our show.
Thanks,
and they were
Steve.
Talking about the WVEW Halloween Parade. We should tell you that the WVEW fundraising drive is on. I think it's always on, though. I don't think this is...
I know. I tuned into NPR. Their fundraising drive is definitely on.
Oh.
You know, you get like 2 minutes of content and then 17,000 hours of please send money now and we'll send you this teacup.
Well, I am prepared to renew our deal that we had for the last fundraising
drive. What is our deal?
If you go to wvew.org, and you donate... what do you want to say? $8.50.
Let's not sell ourselves too cheap.
Yes.
Here.
If you donate $8.50 to WVEW, our Brattleboro Community Radio Station, then we will send you a This Show Is So Gay magnet. But you need to tell us that you've actually done that because we don't monitor the fundraising. So you go to WVEW.org, You pay your $8.50. You have now helped a radio station like you have no idea, seriously. And then you send us an email at thisshowissogay@AOL.com and you tell us that you donated the $8.50. We will then verify it. It's not that we don't trust you. It's just that we don't entirely trust you. So we will then send you a magnet. You will not have to pay shipping and handling. We will do that for you.
We're new to the whole Vermont thing. We are not a trusting people.
Yes.
Us New York metropolitan yes. area types.
It's true. So
the big city.
So please do that. And then other exciting This Show Is So Gay news. Do you know we're almost at 500 people in our little handy-dandy Facebook group? So
that's kind of neat.
We love that. And number 500... we'll get a t-shirt. So number 500 to join the This Show Is So Gay Facebook group gets a t-shirt. And the only requirement we have there is that you send us a picture of you and your t-shirt and then maybe be able to make it on the website. So Carrie Toll, who sent me a picture of her in our t-shirt, but I don't think she wanted that posted on our website. So Carrie, take another picture and we'll post that. All right. So that's all the perks and incentives that we have for you to get involved with the Show Is So Gay community. Tons of amazing guests coming up too. I'm really quite floored. We're
it's
set.
Good stuff.
Yes. We don't need a guest until December 23rd. So go team.
Well there.
And we have a guest.
And by
for
team, we mean Ken.
Whatever.
Thanks, Ken.
And we have a guest on January 12th. That's how far in advance we're booking at this point. So it's very exciting.
We're again, high in demand.
It's fun to talk to these people that we would never have an opportunity to speak with. So,
and bringing them to other people as well who might not have a chance to hear from them. Some of our guests have been really big, and you might know them. And some are new and upcoming artists.
Exactly.
Might not get a chance to hear from
Well,
from
one
them.
That we love her, is Kelly King. So this is another song by Kelly King. This is called I Don't Want to Sing That Song, but I think that she will. So hold on.
Sing that song. Oh, no, no, no. right now. I don't want to sing that song. I don't want to hear those words. I just want to carry on and cry for all I'm worth. I don't want to feel alright. All I want to do is hurt tonight. I can find a melody to help me move on. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I can find a melody to help me move on. I don't want to sing
Love it.
Kim, did I just hear the phone ring?
Yes. I think I heard the phone ring. Guest, are you there?
Hi.
Oh, fantastic. Let's Woo-hoo. Introduce you. Recording artist Kelly King, everybody. We've been playing her music all night. She defines the new model of the independent music industry, driving her own way to the top with her 5.5 octave range. 5.5, Kelly.
Yeah.
That's a 5.5.
She is a 2-time Billboard AC chart topper. She's toured with Michael Bolton. She's toured with Babyface. She's headlined Pride tours just about everywhere. Kelly King, welcome to this show. It's so gay.
Thank you. That was such a lovely introduction.
What's going on with you?
Oh, not much. I'm just watching the New York Yankees in Game 1 of the World Series.
How are we doing?
We're down by 1 point right now, but.
Oh.
I don't know if that really means a touchdown or like a home run, but anyhow.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Kelly King, our sports reporter in the field.
You win.
Yeah, I just thought it would be kind of, since I'm in New York, I better at least, do a shout out that we're in the World Series, but I don't know if that's what that really means.
I think it was good. I think there was some New York pride. Becca and I are both from there. We're feeling the New York pride, Kelly.
Oh, good, good.
I'm sorry, I cannot be associated with the Yankees.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I come from a Mets family. I can't. I'm sorry.
All right.
If I do that, I'll piss off like 3 generations. Maybe 4.
At least you're not a Red Sox fan. That's where we draw the line, right?
Right.
Well, Kelly, we're broadcasting from New England, so let's not even go.
No.
We just keep really quiet. We don't tell them we're gay. We don't tell them about the Yankees. It's fine. It's fine. So, Kelly, now people might not know this about you. You really got your start in gay bars. Is that right?
I did.
Tell everyone.
So, I mean, I've been performing professionally since I was 10, but when I made the move from Nashville to New York, I kind of vowed that I wouldn't get, like, a side job, that I really wanted to only make a living as a singer. And that's kind of hard to do in New York City, so... I didn't really know at first how I was going to do that, but I found a place that I could afford, kind of in the hood, like
Nice.
Brooklyn.
Nice.
And then from there, I thought it was this great novel idea to use my big belting 5-octave voice and go sing power ballads that the gay crowd would love and win contests all over gay bars in New York City. And really, it wasn't till a good chunk of the way into it that I realized, well, that's not such a novel idea. I mean, there were others before me, like Bette Midler and Cher and, to name a few that have kind of gotten their start doing the same thing with the same core fan base. But in all seriousness, from day one, that has been my bread and butter and has helped keep me afloat in New York City, and knock on wood, I have to date not had to get a real job. I've made a living as a singer in this city pretty much solely because the gay community supports talent. And they're one of the rare groups of people that still do, that actually want to pay to buy an album and not try to get it for free. Or, when it's hard to, kick down that door, but if you do and you're embraced by the community, it's a really big blessing.
And we want to put out there that the Holy Triad truly is Bette Midler, Cher, and Kelly King.
Oh, yay!
We want to put that out there.
Now I'm in real good company.
So what was your favorite? Tell us your favorite. I feel like there was one night that was just your favorite gay bar night of all the gay bar nights.
Well, there was this really fun competition that I did very early on at, and in fact, they don't even, the bar doesn't exist anymore, but it was called XL.
Oh, I remember XL.
Yeah, a great bar. They had the best sound equipment. I mean, most of the time, we can pretty much guarantee as singers around the town or some of the drag queens obviously do a ton of the shows too, that the sound systems are really bunk.
Very bad.
Not the greatest systems. And the one thing about XL and doing the competition there, it was kind of an American Idol style show.
Uh-huh.
And they not only had a great sound system, but a live band to play all our songs.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
It was a really fun experience, and I knew nobody, so yes, it was a bit of a popularity contest at first, and to get, like, so high that I think I got second place, and which, you know, for someone who didn't have any friends in the city, that was pretty awesome.
Now, who won? I assume it was either Bette Midler or Cher.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to remember which one. Oh, yeah, it was Cher.
Okay. It was such a toss-up. Which one was it? And you said, I thought it was such a great line in an interview. I was reading an interview that you did, and you gave such a great shout-out to your drag sisters. Tell us about giving a shout out to your drag sisters and the experiences you've had working with the drag community as well. Do you remember this shout out? Ooh.
Oh, we've lost Kelly.
I asked about drag queens and it was all downhill from there. All right, it's all good.
Well, Ken offended yet another guest.
Yes, I truly try not to do that. So anyway... we want to thank Kelly for calling in, and hopefully she'll be able to call back. But can we play another song?
Let's
play another Kelly song.
Is it Cher, Bette Midler, or
I don't think I have
Kelly.
Any Cher or Bette Midler on this particular iTunes version. But this is a song. This is the song. The Kelly King song that you live by right now is called Working Girl. Here we go. We interrupt Working Girl to bring you Kelly King. Kelly King, are you back?
I'm back.
Welcome back.
It's like aliens abducted the phone lines for a second. I apologize to all the listeners.
We thought that you were the first guest we ever offended who hung up on us.
No, we thought it was the first guest.
Just getting to something good. You were just asking like there was something you read in an interview.
Yes. I said about drag sisters and then it went click. I'm like, well, wait a second. I know that Kelly King supports the drag community, but I guess she was trying to tell us something. So
that's hilarious.
That's right. Yeah, Ken offends people all the time.
So tell us, we're jumping right back in. Kelly King, tell us about your appreciation for your drag sisters.
Well, I sometimes joke, but in some seriousness, feel that I was like born from the womb of a drag sister. And I will say, like, during that time that I was really struggling and beating the streets of New York City and doing the gay bar scene, obviously the people who kind of run that scene and are the hosts of the shows or other fellow performers are the drag queens of New York City, which by far are the most fabulous performers, I think, in the world.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Just the level of work that they put into the performance for the sake of entertainment. Because, you know, drag queen, like, really does it for the sake of entertainment. There's, you know, the transgendered world that really, in all seriousness, feels like, you know, they have to make the person that they really feel that they are inside come out.
Mm-hmm.
But drag queens, in general, really love the art of being a drag queen. And I think the work that they put into doing that is just bar none, like, the most dedicated group of entertainers I've ever, you know, witnessed in my entire life. Them and Madonna pretty much are like it. And so I feel like during that time period, I learned some of my best performance skills that I have from the drag queen.
Awesome.
Took, you know, so much under their wing for me. I mean, I'm actually, like, carrying on this conversation at almost 10 o'clock at night with my false eyelashes on.
Besides the false eyelashes, what did you learn from your drag sisters? What kind of tips did they give you?
Their performance skills, like the ability to speak and entertain in between numbers, is what's just magnificent to me. Their skill with the audience,
yeah.
And no matter what is thrown at them, the way that they think on their feet, the comedic timing that they have involved in their performances, and the acting that they bring, you know, to the performance, the high energy. There's just, I could go on, like, a huge list on and on and on about what I strive to be better at, you know, that I can go to a great drag show in New York City and just sit in awe of, like, God, they're so good, you know, so fast, and they're so smart, and I just think hilarious. I mean, they not only can act the hell out of a great ballad song, but then they can turn around and dance the hell out of it in 8-inch heels, which is completely unnatural for them to begin with, and
for anyone, really.
Exactly. Yeah, except for maybe the Rockettes, but even then, it took a lot of training to get to that point. But, I mean, it's like, it's dumbfounding to me how, and then beyond that, like, the level of dedication that they put into it, you know, like, the shaving of their body parts that they do, and the transformation in general is a lot of work.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot. So, my hat's off. I just, you know, if I could claim that both my parents were drag queens, then I totally would.
What do you think your parents would actually say to that?
They would. My mom would probably be like, "Work, I am." You know? She's like, you know, Dolly Parton reincarnated,
nice.
A Southern girl with big hair and big boobies, and cooks everything with fried foods. But my dad, on the other hand, would probably be like, "Huh?
What?"
He just wouldn't even get it.
We had Sherry Vine was one of the first guests we ever had on this show way back when, and I just remember I did a very, very brief stint as a singing waiter in New York City, a disastrous stint, and there was one night that Sherry Vine was working at the bar where I was, and I'm like, oh gosh, I'm really not cut out to do this, and you're amazing. So it was incredible. Now you've
Divine
been
Sherry Vine, she's amazing,
just amazing. Now you've hit a lot of different Pride festivals, have you not?
Yes, I was really blown away that I got to headline kind of my second year into this.
It's like, just amazing.
Yeah, it was really cool. The first year I was kind of the guest performer of Ari Gold all on his entire tour, and then literally the next year was picked up as a headlining act all over the world.
Wow.
With gay prides. And I'm so thankful for that. And just, I think that's definitely on the plans for this upcoming 2010 years to do even more, you know, hopefully get a handful more of headlining for some of the prides. So it was just a blast. It's so much fun.
We love member Becca. We had Ari Gold on the show.
We
he
did.
Was like our second guest. Oh, he's great.
He's my twin sister.
Is that right?
He just totally is. I mean, we're both, you know, in the Jewish tribe.
Oh,
both,
yeah. I'm there with you. Go see, look at that, Becca. You're
Yankees
so outnumbered
fans.
Right now.
Jewish Yankees fans.
We stick together.
That's funny. No, yeah, he's fabulous. And I talk about learning a lot from someone. He's definitely, I think one thing that's incredibly admirable about Ari as an artist is that he paved the road as an out gay artist from day one in his career. And in fact, had many opportunities with major labels and major producers to break out huge, but under the constraints of that he would not talk about his sexuality, and he refused them all, which I think is incredible. Yeah. And I think it provided many more artists afterwards to be able to feel comfortable in their sexuality and in their artistry, which is just, you know, amazing.
But we got to talk about you for a second, Kelly. I mean, your voice, do you just wake up in the morning and say, oh my gosh, look at this voice I have? Your voice is just inspiring.
Well, thank you. First thing in the morning, I don't speak for at least...
I was going to ask, because all singers fall into either of the two extremes. Either they are the, I drink a special concoction of warm ginger tea spiced with two parts cinnamon or whatever. And then the other half who are like, yeah, I eat cheeseburgers all day and I scream at the top of my lungs. So are you in the taking care of yourself camp there?
I'm kind of a mix. Food-wise, it's no holds barred. I mean, I will eat anything.
Awesome.
And drink, you know, like dairy products galore. I think all that's a little bit of a ploy to, you know, for some vocal coaches to make some extra money or something with their, you know, creative ways of saying you're going to be a better singer. But I definitely have discipline in other avenues. Like, speaking is kind of like the worst thing you can do. And then sleep deprivation is huge for me. If I don't get enough sleep, then that's when I start to feel fatigue. And then also what's a little bit like obsessive for me is humidity. I'm kind of like Celine Dion, where even in our and my own home, I have like, you know, 8 humidifiers going constantly. But other than that, I'm not too strict. I mean, I will say I've never had a drink of alcohol in my entire life, and of course never done drugs or smoked. So that might be falling into the being, you know, crazy healthy with it. But in terms of the food rules and special concoctions for my throat to drink, no, I don't really get into that. But I try not to lose sleep, even though sometimes it's hard when you're doing a rigorous schedule of some sort touring. But other than that, like I'm a huge advocate of training, which I think a lot of singers get into this mode of, oh no, if I start training or if I get into vocal coaching, then I'm going to lose kind of this raw thing that I've got going on. And that can be true in some cases, but I look at it more as anything else that you do in life, business-wise, an instrument or a sport,
right?
Or even in business. If you don't get proper training, you're only limiting yourself. And I feel like to be unlimited in it and free yourself of things, it's better to kind of open as many avenues and as doors as you can. So I will sing the praises of my vocal training till I'm blue in the face, and I think that's just as much a gift that you carry to be able to teach proper vocal training.
Absolutely.
As it is to have the gift to be able to sing. So I just feel like I'm very fortunate that I started that when I was really young.
Well, so now, first of all, I feel like having told us all that, you should be sleeping and not talking to us. So that's number one.
I usually don't get to bed before like 3 or 4 in the morning. It's just, it's the latter half.
There you go.
If you wanted me to call you at 9:30 in the morning, we might have an issue. But
second of all, you know, you got to use the phrase and you used it with such ease. I'm kind of like Celine Dion in that ...
Yeah, right.
That was awesome.
You're just name dropping all over the place.
No, but I just remember reading the stories of how when they were building, you know, the theater for her at Caesar's Palace, that it was all about the humidity level. So I thought, well, that's interesting, because that's greatly important to me as well, is humidity. And I have to say, I saw her live in Vegas and, like, cried from the second she walked out on the stage. And partly, like, sometimes I was crying because I think she's amazing, and then at other times I was crying because, like, what would I give for one day to walk in her shoes of technology around, I mean, the technology of that theater and her microphone and her sound people, and it's like everything was pristine and just perfection. And so there was a lot of mixed emotions that went on in that, and I think, you know, yeah, I didn't mean to say her name so lightly, but...
No, it was awesome. I was the ease at which it was put in there. Although they, you know, a lot of people out in Vegas use the same phrase. Many people say, sure, Caesar's Palace, but it's no XL.
It is no XL.
It's no XL. Say, you
know, there's something to paying your dues, and I am thankful for every step of the way, although I would love for my dues to be paid up soon, which I think I'm getting closer and closer
I think you're getting, I think you're there.
Absolutely. Yeah. You made it to our show.
But yeah, that's not really the barometer that I want our guests to use for their success.
Well, in all honesty, I have to say how much appreciation an artist like myself or any indie artist out there that's listening will have for a moment like this. This is big for, you know, people that are doing it on their own the way that I am. And what you guys are doing, you should know, is incredibly important and makes all the difference in the world at my level and with the amount of work that I'm personally putting into this.
Don't make us blush on the radio, Kelly. It's just not pretty. It's not pretty. But well, then let's get more information about you out there to folks. Tell us a little bit so we've played.
Yeah, give us the contact info.
No, we'll get to that.
But we need a reminder midway. So
all right, so this is our midway reminder.
Right now,
where should they go? Where should they go, Kelly King?
Definitely go to my website, which is kellykingweb.com. And there you can link to anything. You can link to my Twitter, which I'd really love to gain more followers on Twitter, because I think I got in really late on the game and was like for the first maybe 6 months refusing another social network. I'm not signing up. But now I regret that a little bit, because it's like been much harder for me to get followers there versus MySpace or my Facebook page. But all three of those social networks are linked to my web page, which is kellykingweb.com. And then also you can buy the album straight from there, and then which I think links you to Amazon. And then, of course, I'm also on iTunes, which I have to say to people who probably don't really know this, but again, as an independent artist, these are some of the facts that are really important. Not only buying the album is huge for me, but on iTunes, rating it and commenting on it is
huge.
A really big thing. Yeah, like the more comments and the more ratings that I acquire, the more serious iTunes takes me. And, you know, the independent rock artists have this down much better. And you'll notice, like, on the homepage of iTunes, they have a whole section for indie artists to look out for. Well, someone in my genre of music, it's much harder to get that slot than someone in alternative rock, because they have this grassroots thing, like, down. You know, they can latch on to any major rock tour where there's like 80 bands in one weekend and acquire a ton of followers and comments and ratings. But so that part is incredibly important for us to be able to compete at that level. And the more I get of that, the better the chances of me getting on the actual homepage, which of course will acquire more traffic.
Oh yeah. No, we had our, remember Becca, our 2 weeks on that homepage. That was big for us.
It was big. We got a lot of listeners.
It was a blast. And let me just put out our caveat, as our buddy Kate Pizakis would want everyone to know. We do not burn music, people.
No, we do not.
We do not burn music. Kate's got a great story about how she ran into someone on the street and they said, oh, my friend just burned your CD for me. And she was pissed. As well, she should be.
I've actually heard her say that story too. She's fabulous, and I'm a huge supporter of her as well, and her music and her voice. And I heard that story, and I thought, isn't it so true? And it's just amazing the world that we live in. It's like people, fans, and people of music. What they also don't realize is how interactive they can become if they do it properly.
Like, exactly.
When you do the commenting and the rating, that's your way of saying what you like and what you don't like, and being involved in an artist's career. That's what's so unique. Like, we often feel like we can't reach Madonna, or we can't reach some of these, you know, big, huge artists that were cracking huge before this indie world took over. Well, with the independent world, you can directly communicate with the music and the artists that you like, and express yourself through that music. So doing it properly also includes the customer, of being able to, you know, communicate and be interactive with it. So I think that's another definite plus to being able to, you know, do this for us.
You could friend Kelly King on Facebook. She'll friend you back.
Oh, definitely. That's, I mean, one thing you can guarantee is I am the one communicating on all those things. When someone chats me on Facebook and I happen to be at my computer, it is me that's talking back to you. It's, I don't have a staff.
There's no lackeys.
No, I mean, this is partly why I'm up till 4 in the morning every single morning, because I get busy throughout my day doing what I got to do to survive, and then try to spend at least 2 to 3 hours a night corresponding on MySpace, Twitter, and Facebook, catching up with people who've written in. So it is 100% me, myself, and I that's doing it all.
When Kelly King hangs up on your radio show, it's not her assistant, it's Kelly King.
That's right.
Me.
What's coming up next? Where should folks be looking out for you?
Oh, well, you know, we take one day at a time here. So I'm still really focusing on the launch of Working Girl. And I think that pretty soon you'll be able to catch the full-length video, because I've had a clip of it up online for a while, on HBO Zone, because they just picked up a full rotation of it.
Oh, fantastic, Kelly.
Awesome. And then I'm still hearing good things from Logo. They have not said no yet, which
okay.
is a really good sign. So I think maybe it will be on the click list soon on Logo, which is
oh,
so cool.
I hope so.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that, and then, of course, I'm releasing a new album in 2010 that Rich Overton from RJO Artists will, you know, completely smack me in the bottom if I mention this.
We love Rich.
Yeah, Rich is fabulous. But I'm not allowed to say the name yet, but look for that in 2010. It's going to be kind of part of this whole series of what I've been doing with The Real Definition. So
great.
Kelly, you're doing, I just feel like, I don't even know what this means, but you're just doing it right. It just feels like you're doing it right. You're clearly putting the work in. Your voice, again, is just so inspiring. We hope that we can do our part in exposing the masses to your voice, to your songs. It's such a pleasure to have you on.
Just remember us far in the future.
What's that?
Just remember us far in your future.
When you're doing that triple bill with Bette Midler and Cher.
We want tickets.
Actually, that's what we want. I was going to say, give us a shout out. I don't need the shout out. I just want tickets. That's all I want.
That sounds good. Well, always. I mean, you know, that's something that's very important to me in my career. You know, I was really lucky to early on get to learn when I was a teenager. I sang backup for Brenda Lee. And she's obviously a huge female icon in the industry, being the only country music and rock and roll music Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
And the things that I learned the most from her was just how you never forget the people that get you to where you're going, and also that the people that come to pay to see you are the most important. And I'm one of those kinds of performers. Like, you know, we'll stand there until every single person is gone and wants to, you know, say hi. So
we don't need orchestra seats, Kelly. I'm talking rear balcony is fine by us.
You got a deal, for sure. And I can't thank you guys enough for having me on the show. I just hope next time we arrange this, just let me sing live for you on air.
Oh, absolutely. You got a deal, Kelly
Absolutely.
King.
Absolutely. When your world tour drops you in Brattleboro, Vermont.
Yes.
I'll throw out a few live whistle tones, you know, do the whole bit.
If we could get Kate Pizakis here a couple weeks ago, we want Kelly King up here.
Yes, I'm ready to come. You just let me know when, and I'm going to be there.
So excellent. Drop that website for everybody one more time.
It's KellyKingWeb.com. It's pretty easy. And then all the other sites are KellyKingSings.com. But KellyKingWeb.com is a great central location to start at.
Awesome. Kelly, a true pleasure. All the best. We can't wait to have you back on the show, Kelly.
Thank you. And I really, really appreciate y'all having me.
Okay. Oh, have a great
so
one,
much.
Kelly.
You too. Good night.
Good night.
Bye. By the way, I made you feel, I knew that you would fall for the deal. You would think
her. Love Kelly King.
Is she going to make it to your workout mix?
Oh, she's
this
already on it.
This is the true cutoff for
Kelly. Already on it. She's already on the workout mix. Working
wow.
girl, I'm working it on the elliptical little article for you just to end off the night. This was my most entertaining article of the day. Can you wait? I got to turn this towards you. Can you see that? I don't know if I can show
it
to
you.
Well,
no one else can, but I can.
Can you see it?
Yes.
Coming soon, folks.
Tell me this is like from The Onion.
No, it's not. It's real. Sugar Daddy Ken doll. Mattel has announced a new addition to the company's Barbie gold label collection, Palm Beach Sugar Daddy Ken. I swear to you, folks. Sporting a dashing patterned jacket with a light pink polo shirt and a crisp white pants.
Wait, what was the publication date for this?
This was
not like April 1st.
No, this
Are
was like
sure?
today.
This
earlier
is...
today. It's going to be available in April. He's ready for the Palm Beach social season, sunning by the pool in a stroll with his little companion. Let me tell you, his little companion, you must see the picture, is this little white poof of a dog. The Ken doll includes a jacket, pink polo shirt, white shoes, dog with leash, swim trunks, and accessories, doll stand, and of course, a certificate of authenticity for your Palm Beach sugar daddy, Ken doll. I cannot think of a better way to end our show.
How did they capture you so well?
Really, just down to the little puff of a dog. It really, that's like what that dog is. It's like a puff of a dog. So.
Yeah.
We want to thank Kelly King for calling in. Please, please go to her iTunes, buy her music, and rate her. And then while you're there, rate us too. Go over to This Show Is So Gay, because we want the ratings as well.
Only if you say nice things, though.
No, we'll take any
feedback.
Mean
stuff, send directly to our email.
Yes.
And Ken will deal with it.
This Show Is So Gay at AOL.com. That's where your mean stuff goes. And if you need legal advice, that's what we're here for.
No, Ken, no.
Just want to put
Ken
that out
is
there.
Just
my mother would really like me to be a lawyer, and I feel like this is as close as I'm going to come. So, there
well,
you
that's
go.
Possible, but that does not mean that your opinions reflect those of WVEW or me.
Most importantly, or Becca. All right, folks, that's it for us. Get out there, do great things, and remember, above all things, remember, why be gay when you can be so gay.
You're not alone, together we stand. I'll be by your side, you know I'll take your hand.
When it gets cold and it feels like the end, there's no place to go, you know I won't give in. No, I won't give in.
So far away.